Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
Welcome to Inside the Huddle on a Saturday, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfurt. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Don Stock and Jamie Blacker in the studio this morning. Do want to remind you that if you'd like to get in on the phone conversation and this live program on Saturday morning, you can give us a call at 659-3338 or 800-447-4463. This program will be archived at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com about a half hour after we get off the air by 10:30 or so this morning. And don't forget, this show will be replayed in its entirety tomorrow night on WILO at 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. That'll be 8 o'clock tomorrow night. This hour, we've got Ken Jones, the Clinton Central boys and girls track coach, also with Clinton Prairie. Eric Bessler, we'll be talking to him a little later this hour. He's the softball coach at Clinton Prairie. But first, we're going to start things off with Don and Jamie, and shortly we'll get to Kelly Van Dyne, the tennis coach at Frankfurt High School. Good morning again, Don and Jamie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
I tell you, we were at a ball game last night. We're broadcasting our second baseball game, and we're out at Frankfurt for the Kokomo game. And no rain's supposed to come until about 9 o'clock. They go, oh, we ought to be pretty much done by 9 o'clock. No, the rain come last night. It was nothing heavy, just a sprinkle, but enough to say, hey, we're done, because we couldn't get inside anywhere. So Hot Dogs lost, though, 12-2 against Kokomo.
You got another one coming up this morning at Carroll?
No, we're not going to go there. That was an if we didn't go to Frankfurt, we could go to Carroll game.
Oh, okay.
But our next broadcast will be on Tuesday. We'll head out to the Clinton Prairie.
Okay.
And we'll be covering the Rossville Prairie game.
That'll be a pretty good game.
Yeah, I think so.
I saw you the other night at Clinton Central. You guys are doing a great job. That, if you get a chance for the listeners out there, pick you guys up on Hoosier Heartland TV. Or Hoosierland TV.
Hoosierland TV.
Sorry.
Yep.
Hoosierland TV. You guys do a great job. I think it's a good thing. Something new for the county and for the spring sports.
Yeah, I think, you know, the more opportunities that the radio station gives to give kids a little recognition, I think, means a lot.
Just like our next interview, we got Kelly Van Dyne, the girls' tennis coach at Frankfurt, and I bet it's been a few years since we talked tennis here at WILO. Good morning, Coach.
It's been a while.
Hi, Coach.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, thanks. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit of Hot Dog Tennis. Talk a little bit about your team. Give us some kids' names, your leadership, and how things are going for you so far this year.
Sure. We have a pretty young team this year. Last year we graduated everybody but three. So we have three returners. Libby Pierce is our one singles player. Carly Williams and then Jocelyn Seward are experienced players. And then we have quite a few freshmen that we've thrown in the varsity lineup. Emma Wilder, Lizzie Kerf, Elena Dunley, and today we'll have Kate Gabe playing for us too on the varsity level. And then we've got some that haven't played before that are a little bit older, like Lily Holston is a varsity player, but this is her first year playing high school tennis. So a little bit of experience and a lot of younger kids coming up here.
Well, you lead me right into my very first question this morning, and that is, you know, as a Hot Dog growing up in the 70s, there were a lot of summer programs, a lot of summer things going on. The good ones used to have a big summer league program. Are those things still in existence for Frankfurt kids and playing tennis?
Sure. Julie Calvert runs a really neat summer program that she does for the whole month. I believe it's June. She takes younger kids, middle school, and then high schoolers. We have open courts that go all throughout the summer that kids can come and play. I have a few that do a lot of tournaments, too, that go throughout Indiana and play a lot of tournaments, like at festivals and stuff. So there's opportunities out there.
So does tennis in general have a challenge in creating or getting young gals engaged in tennis, or do you always have a nice little feeder program coming through for you?
I think it's been a challenge for us. A lot of times I have kids that I've never played before, and they come and try it out, and we'll have that on and off throughout the summer. So there's nothing super well established, I would say, in Frankfurt as far as for girls. There's a lot of opportunities for so many sports. We get girls that come and try it out, but no, it's not as strong as what I would like it to become.
Good morning, Coach Van Dyne. I was wanting to know, have you guys had a match yet this year?
Yeah, we've had two so far. We've had a couple rainouts, too, with that weather. But we've played Twin Lakes and Western. We just played them last week. And both of those are more experienced teams. We lost to both of those 5-0. So.
Well, I'm looking down your schedule right now, and it looks like it's a pretty tough schedule. You have West Lafayette coming up, Kokomo. Mm-hmm. You play at Tipton. Mm-hmm. You've got Lafayette Jeff in the lineup, along with Central Catholic, and at the end of the year, towards you have McCutcheon and the Hot Dog Invitational, which I know usually is a pretty good invitational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a very competitive schedule. So a lot of these younger girls are going to see a lot of experienced players, but I hope that this will be one of those years that they can really develop and hit a lot of tennis balls. So.
How do you go about developing a young player, especially when they're getting thrown into the varsity lineup? You just get out there and kind of just go through the basics. I mean, I'm a basketball football guy, so I kind of know what we do there. But tennis, well, how would you approach that? If you
sure, I think it's a really fine balance between teaching technique and then teaching just basic tennis plays, like keeping the ball away from the other person, tactics, so it's kind of a balance between technique and tactics. And some girls, you can teach them a lot of tactics and that works out for them, even, and they might not have the technique. The technique comes right later, and sometimes you work technique. It kind of depends on the girl and how they pick it up. So
well, here's why I couldn't play tennis, is because it's a gentleman's game or a ladies game. You're not allowed to trash talk across the line. when my daughter Noelle played, I'd be on the sideline like biting my lip, because it's like you call your own in and outs, right? You're your own officials, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
So there'd be a lot of times the balls would hit in and they'd go out.
And you wouldn't agree.
I wouldn't agree, and my wife would grab me. So it's a gentleman's and ladies' game. I don't know if I could. I tried playing it, but I wasn't very good. So how often, Coach Van Dyne, do you take your husband out and whip him in tennis?
You'll have to ask him about that next time he's on, right?
Yeah, I'll do that.
That's an interesting point.
Ask him what our record is so far. I don't think he's won one except for when I was pregnant. So.
I can believe that.
Had taken advantage.
My wife
that's not fair.
My wife played tennis 37 years ago, and she's just recently told me that since most of our kids are moving out of the house, that we need to find something to do together. And she wanted to start playing tennis, and I'm just not that person. So maybe you'll have to give me some pointers.
There you go.
Well, do a doubles or a match against the Van Dynes and
David Smokas,
and learn while you're playing. Well, Coach, I don't have a lot of questions. I hate to say that. You have anything you want to throw in the mix that we haven't asked you?
No. I mean, I guess I didn't mention necessarily my leaders on the team or my captains, and I think that it's a really neat opportunity to grow leaders just as women, but also it's a neat opportunity to grow leaders in a sport that, like you said, isn't as talked about. So I'd just like to mention those young ladies, Libby Pierce, Lizzie Kirst, Emma Wilder, and then Carly Williams are all our captains that do a lot of stuff just to motivate and teach girls, and they help the team keep going, So just some important people on the team there.
I'm seeing that Rossville is the only other county school that has a program, and I was curious, does all the schools in the Sagamore Conference participate in tennis? Is that a pretty good widespread sport for all the schools?
Yeah. The conference is actually very strong. We play some really good competition throughout the conference. So, yeah, it's a it's a tough conference to be in, and they get a lot of good numbers. A lot of the other schools, I mean, you're playing teams of 20, 25, you know, they'll have quite a few kids. We have 14 this year, and that's a perfect number for JV varsity. Love to have a few more, but makes a full JV varsity. But a lot of these other teams, they're bringing quite a few girls to matches. So
at the end of the year when sectional comes around, say, for instance, football, it's six different classes to participate in, and a lot of the other sports are four. Soccer and a few of those are three classes. How does tennis work out? Is it just a big school, small school type situation? Or
yeah, it's just a sectional where you're throwing everybody in there. We usually have – our sectional has Zionsville, Lebanon's in with it. Rossville was in our sectional, I believe. So
okay.
It's just they throw everybody in there. So
it's a one-class program.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they also do an individual, so your one singles can move on if they win, and then your one doubles can move on if they win. So they also do an individual kind of aspect to it.
So it's a little bit like golf. You can mm-hmm. advance as singles, or you can advance as a team, or both, right?
Sure. Yep.
I see. All right.
So where do you guys play your matches at? Right there at the high school, I assume?
Yeah, we have a beautiful facility. It's got 10 courts. I would say it's one of the best courts you can play at around here. It's perfectly organized. You can hit all. They have nice bleachers. Everything's set up really nice. So yeah, right at the high school. There's 10 courts there.
Yeah, they just actually put it in right a couple of years ago or three. Has it been longer than that?
Before we were here, yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, it used to be on the other side of the entryway to go back to the baseball diamond and the football field, and it got removed out of there because they built the new facility. And is it big enough to maybe at one time hold a sectional tournament?
Yeah, I mean it's a really nice setup how they have everything. So yeah, it's got full 10 courts. So it's one of the best courts we play at all year. So
yeah, but it's named after a great coach, Janelle Smith, mm-hmm. Hall of Famer. All right, Coach. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
and good luck, man. I hope you can get the best out of your young team, and look forward to the future hot dog tennis.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being on this morning, Coach. We'll be right back after this break. We'll have Coach Jones. He's with Clinton Central and their track program. Thank you.